Today is Monday, the 7th of April, in the 5th week of Lent. The St. Thomas Music Group sing The Kyrie by Margaret Ritzer. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison. Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy. These imploring words, which have been sung for centuries, are a reminder of the inexhaustible mercy of God, of God's unfailing compassion and forgiveness. As I listen, I might think for a moment about my need for that forgiveness, and the need too for me to show that same forgiveness to others. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery. And making her stand before all of them, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And once again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the elders, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on do not sin again."
As you imagine that scene with the woman and her accusers, what do you notice about your own reactions to her situation? What would you want to do or say? The people refer to Jesus as teacher. How might Jesus be teaching you as you listen to him? What are you receiving from this wise and compassionate teacher? What is he saying about your own life? As you listen again to the Gospel, consider Jesus' words of wisdom and compassion in the face of people trying to test him. Notice what feelings are stirred in you.
Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery. And making her stand before all of them, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And once again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the elders, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on do not sin again."
Spend a few moments now just talking to God about the feelings and thoughts that have arisen in you as you listen to the gospel. You might find yourself talking about your own need for Jesus' compassion to hear, "Neither do I condemn you." Or simply talk to God about what is in your heart. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.